Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz up and become a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. And this is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
Try it. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
All drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer.
The big super rummage sale conducted each year by the Junior League of Wistful Vista is underway this week at the Muni Auditorium. And the place is simply loaded with the fanciest rummage in town. Among the shoppers browsing through the stock are Mrs. McGee and her friend, Mrs. Mortimer Toops.
Honestly, Mabel, I've never seen so much stuff in my life. Looks like somebody opened 1,000 hall closets.
It does at that. They got some wonderful junk down here, though, Moll. No kidding. A lot of this stuff comes from rich homes, you know. Society crowd.
Well, they certainly throw away some lovely things. Just look at the clothes and the furniture, pictures, glassware, everything.
Sure, you can find practically anything here from a rocking chair Whistler's mother didn't like to a ballpoint pen some banker disapproved of.
Mabel, I believe it. And the prices on some of this stuff, they practically give it away.
Oh, you're not kidding. I was down here last year. I picked up a mink-trimmed house coat, just fur around the cuffs, you know, but real mink.
Yes?
$3.50. Should have seen it.
You're kidding. Was it in good shape?
Well, it had a couple of little cigarette burns, a few gin spots on it, but it cleaned up fine. I wish you could have been with me when I got home.
Oh, what did Mort say?
Well, I didn't tell him I had it, but after dinner I went upstairs and put it on, and I dabbed a lot of perfume around the collar and on the fur and everything. And I went downstairs just like Clara Bow, you know, real slinky.
Oh, I wish I'd have been there.
Mort was sitting by the radio listening to the fights, kind of hypnotized like he gets after a big meal. And I slithered up behind him and I said, "Where's your wife, baby? Are you lonesome?"
No, what'd he say?
He didn't die, Ma. He caught a whiff of that perfume and he got a flash of the mink out of the corner of his eye. I'm telling you, Mort jumped 4 feet high. Knocked over the coffee table, spilled his root beer into the radio, blew out the set. The fight went off just as the referee was saying, "He's down, he's down." Oh, it was murder.
Oh, dear. I'll bet he pouted for a week when McGee has the fights on. Say, look at these coffee tables, Mabel.
Some of these are real nice. Look, here's a French provincial.
Oh, here's something I've been looking for. Look, Mabel, come here. The big one. I've been wanting a big coffee table for our living room for years.
Oh, gee, that is a beauty, Ma. I wouldn't mind having that.
Look at the price on this, will you? $6. Looks like it was a dining table originally.
Sure, it's been cut down. Looks good and solid.
And big. I'm so sick of that dinky little table in front of our divan, and this is just what I want. Oh, lady, madam, could you sell me this coffee table and get someone to help us out to the car?
Holy smoke. A coffee table, huh? Boy, it sure is a big one.
Yeah, it took Mabel Toops and me 10 minutes to get it in the house. Isn't it a dandy? I've been wanting a big, low coffee table for this room for years, and I finally found it. Well, how do you like it?
Boy, it is a big one. Looks like somebody took a dining room table and drove it in the floor.
Well, actually, it It is a little bigger in this room than it was in the Muni Auditorium.
Sure.
But I'm so sick of that dinky little table we've been using here. I think we're going to love this table, McGee. As soon as we live with it a while, we'll love it.
Yeah. We sure will. Let me move this easy chair back a little. So I can get out of the corner here and... There. Oh, you know, that table don't look quite so big if you back off a little and... Whoops! Ah! Backed off 3 feet and bumped the dad-ratted piano.
Well, we might have to change the furniture around a little in here.
Yeah, probably will.
But it'll work out. Oh, I'm just delighted to have a nice big coffee table. Slide it back now, will you, so I can get up off the divan here? And I'll try to plan the best way for the furniture.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Should have had some help to move this piano. It's a heavy... No, don't you help, Molly. That's too heavy.
Whew. Leave it right there now. Let me see how the room will look this way.
I'll put the easy chair back. Ow! Oh, my shin again.
Oh, you poor thing. That's the fourth time.
That ratted coffee table anyhow.
Shouldn't have started moving furniture around after dinner anyhow. I guess...
Shin hurts.
McGee, it's just a wonderful table. Look how sturdy and solid it is.
Anybody that thinks it ain't solid can look at my shins. Every time I turn around, I bang the bejunior out of...
Wonder who... What time is it?
It's after 10 o'clock. Maybe it's Doc Gamble. Come in.
Hello there, kids. Hi, Dolly. Hi, Johnny. Just passing through.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi. Come in if you can get in.
Oh, changing the furniture around, huh? Hey, what's the dining room table doing here in the living room, daughter?
Well, that isn't our dining room.
Saw the legs off, too, didn't you? Why'd you cut the legs off? You gonna start eating your dinner on your knees now? Can't sit down that long.
No, this is not our dining room table, Mr. Oldtimer. It's a coffee table.
Oh, gotta drink coffee on your knees, huh?
This is not a table to drink coffee off of. It's just a table to put things on. You know, a cocktail table.
Oh, I never touched the stuff myself, kids. Cocktails, eh?
Doggone it, we're not going to use it. Oh, look, as long as you're here, you can help me. We got to take the piano out to the kitchen, see, and put the gas stove in here and take that heavy divan upstairs. So if you'll bend over here, I'll put the piano on your back.
Ah, just remember, Johnny, I ain't fed my dog yet. Dog's hungry. Love to help you, but I ain't fed my dog.
I got rid of him. Now, look, kiddo, why don't we get rid of this shin-busting, space-hogging coffee table? I'll drag it out to the garage.
Oh, no, McGee. It'll fit in here. I can work it out.
Gee whiz, Molly, my shins are black and blue. Every time I move, I bang into it.
Oh, now you're exaggerating. Please, dearie, all my life I've wanted a big coffee table. Let's give it a chance. Look, let's go to bed now. We're both tired.
Yeah, you go on up to bed, kiddo. I'll be up in a minute. I want to get a bite to eat and lock the back door, and you go on up.
Okay, I'll lay out your pajamas.
Yeah, that's okay. You go on. Something's got to be done about this dad-ratted table. I bet if her shins hurt as bad as mine do, she wouldn't be so anxious to... Wait a minute, McGee. You just said something there. If her shins hurt as bad as mine... It's kind of a dirty trick, but... Dial O for Myrtle. Something drastic's got to be done before I break every leg I got on this. Hello, operator. Give me Stuffy Logan's all-night hamburger joint at the corner of... Molly. Molly. She's sleeping like a baby. If I'd known she was going to go to sleep so quick, I'd have made this earlier. I've been laying here an hour and haven't closed my eyes. Hope Stuffy Logan didn't forget because... Ah. There it goes. I better be asleep. Good and loud.
McGee. McGee, is that the phone? McGee, the phone's ringing. Somebody's calling. McGee. Oh, I better get it. Couldn't wake him up with a cannon. Who in the world could be phoning us at this hour of the night? Must be after midnight. I hope it isn't somebody sick. Oh, darn, hall light is out again. Keep ringing, I'm coming. We ought to have an extension upstairs so I wouldn't have to... Oh! Oh, my shin! Oh, I forgot all about that darn coffee table. Oh!
Hey, what's the matter, kiddo? Hey, you bang your shin on the coffee table? It hurts, don't it? Oh. I know just how you feel. It hurts.
Oh,
you poor kid.
That phone was ringing and I started to cross the room with... Oh, this darn thing anyhow.
No. I know just how you feel, you poor kid. I got black and blue marks all over my...
Turn on that floor lamp, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Watch your shins.
Yeah.
Help me drag this darn table out on the front porch out of the way.
Sure, I will.
Before somebody breaks their leg on the darn thing.
Sure.
It's just too darn big for this house, and I never should have bought it.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
How good are you at recognizing sounds? See if you can identify this sound. Mmm, that's a steak sizzling on the grill. Now try this. If you said popcorn, you're right. Now how about this sound? Of course, that's Alka-Seltzer fizzing in the glass. And when you have an upset stomach or heartburn or that stuffy, too-full feeling, that sparkling fizz can be the most reassuring sound in the world. It means that prompt, gentle relief is on the way. Until you try it, you can't know what wonderfully comforting relief Alka-Seltzer provides for indigestion. So do try it. Drugstores everywhere sell Alka-Seltzer.
First thing tomorrow, I'll call Mabel Toops. And if she wants that table, she can have it.
Yeah, you poor kid. How's your shin?
It's better. How's yours?
Better. What you doing?
Checking this hall light. The bulb was loose.
Oh?
That's why it wouldn't turn on when I came downstairs.
Well, imagine that. Wonder how that bulb could get loose. You know?
No. Maybe slamming the door does it. I don't know. Let's go to bed.
Yeah, let's. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Mabel Toops by Mary Jane Croft. This is John Wald inviting you to follow the adventures of that coffee table again tomorrow on Fibber McGee and Molly.
Today, listen to Woman in My House on most NBC radio stations.